On the Chavchesim of Beis,
so good morning, Joey. Hello, good morning, Joey.
3, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom. Miu. This point that the Rashba says that he learns that from our Gemara, so in a case of Dini Mamonis, a person sells a field with this type of language, that there's multiple sales inherent in his dibur. There's a sale for now, and there's a sale which, when in the future, the seller buys it back, he's selling it again. And if he uses a lush, if it's a case of kesef, so he's accepting the money now to be used as the kach of kinyan for multiple purchases. And if it's a case of kinyan chazaka, he would have to say me'achshav, so it works retroactively back to this point. But again, he's doing the ma'aseh of chazaka for, as a kinyan for multiple purchases. Miu hani mili hechad shekano hu. So this only works if the case was that the two players over here remained the seller and the buyer. So the buyer buys it, then the seller buys it back, then that automatically goes back to the buyer, and again and again and again. If Reuven sold it to Shimon, and Shimon then sold it to Levi, even though Levi sold it back to Reuven, so now it's back by the seller. In that situation, then Shimon doesn't get it. The purchase of Shimon does not work to get it back from Reuven. Because there's somebody else in the middle. This halacha that we say when he goes and he's makdish it, and then he's poyed it, it becomes hektish again automatically. It's only talking about that he was the one who's poyed it. Padom acherim ein chozes ukedoshes. But if somebody else is poyed it, then it doesn't become hektish again right away. Now, obviously not. Reuven's being makdish it for now, achenik tzitzos, which we say means he's putting into place multiple hektashes, but when he's makdish it and he's part of it, he owns it, so he has a kar to be makdish it. So his hektash, which he put in place, that should take effect when he gets it back, takes effect. But when the third somebody else is part of it, how is his kar of hektash able to be makdish something someone else is part of it? But furthermore, it works. So but once that's true, that his koyach hektish loses its effectiveness because somebody else has paid it. So even if later on he goes and the makdish buys it back from the one who's paid it, so now theoretically his hektish should take effect. It doesn't take effect, the Gemara says. So the same thing is true by case of a sale, that the multiple sales and the multiple purchases only take effect if there's no third party in the middle. Elder Board of Zell. So that's the Rashba. Rechachom Agolda Ramosha Kartavi Zell. I don't know who that. I'm not familiar. Chalak Alav. Va'omar. So the point of the Rashbi is that there are two points that Rapata says, and Ula is only arguing on one. So Rapata says that he's poyed the, it becomes kaddish again. Until Nixitsu, but even after Nixitsu, you need a new pidyon. And Ula says, no, you know, once it's Nixitsu, there's no need for a pidyon. It's automatically, the hektish ends at that point, because Kedusha of Domim, Kedusha of Domim can be Paka Bixti. So Ula is clearly arguing on the second point, But is he arguing on the first point that it's Chazir B'Kadoshus? So the Rashi said no. So Rashi Kartabi says the Barpada Ba'ula Batarti Pligi. They're arguing on both points. Now, well, how about Hotalia? The two are tied together. Why? Dimashum the Sirle Le Barpada, the Kedusha Le Poka Le Lobichdi, because Barpada holds that Kedusha is not Poka Bichdi, so even after his Nixitzais, he can't put a Hektish in place now, that the Hektish goes until a certain point and then it ends. So what happens then? What happens then is he still needs to appoint it. Therefore, Mimeli after the Kamer the Padon Chazir B'Kadoshus. Dilav Hachi Lomalei LaHaygaver LeMemer Atchiksitzu. So, according to Ula, what does Atchiksitzu accomplish? Once the Tzitzit still opinion. See, he's not putting a time limit on the Maisa Hektish, the original Maisa Hektish, because that's irrelevant. So it must mean that he's putting a time, adding in a second Hektish, or multiple Hektishes, until the point of Tzitzit. Because he can't limit his Dibor of the first Hektish. Because otherwise, what is he saying? Im lermer shalach mikan take kedushan kedushan nifkas memela iavshir the kedushan lo pakel lo bichdi. So he can't mean that he's putting a time limit on the hektish because that doesn't work. So what does he mean? He means mikim shekain lomer lo hektishan lechalutu bomer ad oylam. Okay. He doesn't mean that there's no need for pidyon after the ksitsa. The absher, the kedusha l'apokalabati. Alarmer she'ein pidyon metzian l'chulin ashiksitsu. He means that the pidyon won't work practically because there's going to be a new maisa hektish. But since ula polig alei, remember the la'achar shiksitsu ein tzrichim pidyon, the kedusha l'apokalabati. Ula holds that the kedusha l'apokalabati can be pokalabati. So he can put a time limit on the Hektish. Hektish is dumb. Meshivin Shekein Le'ula Zeh Shomer Atchiksitzu. When he says Atchiksitzu, Loibar Loibar Shafilo Yiftem Yachsu L'Kushasot Atchiksitzu. He doesn't mean like Ula says, Barpada says, that he's putting in place multiple Hektishes. That he wants it, the phrase Achiksu means he wants it to become hektish and hektish and hektish and hektish and remain so until the Ksitsa. Ella, Lormer Shihu Kedushas Ad Oisuzman, which is Mavelech, Tif Kedushas Kedushasan. All he wants to say is he's making one Maisa Hektish, which lasts from now until then, till the Ksitsa. Okay. So now, Lakara, Ula is not arguing theoretically that the concept the Barpada says can work. He's just saying that's not what he meant. But we don't assume in such a phraseology that's his intent, because we have a much more simpler understanding of what he's saying. He's saying that it should be chal from now until then. That which Ula does not argue explicitly, Amai Dama Barpada. That which Barpada says, Padon, Chazir is a Kedoshus. Because, like the Rashi was right, there's no indication from Ula in his language, he's arguing on the first point, he's only arguing on the second point. Mishub lo Yitzrich. Because there's no need to. The Barpada Kufeli, Omer Haki, Ella Mishum, the Sirle, the Philo Lachar, Shikitsu, Shikim Pidyan, the Kid Appreciates. The only thing which was compelled Ula to say what he said is because he holds the Kedusha can't be Paka Bechdi. She says, so what does Achiksitsu mean? So the answer is that he meant this multiple Hekdashas. Keep the public Ula, a high dinner. or the kibun shenixes to shuvein poydet. Mela kula milsa poli. Belonim kiktan b'masnisan ein lam pidyon. He could also lashmina the shamakdish dover adzman yedua, which is one ve'elech nifka kedushosai ve'ein tzarech pidyon. So lashmina in the pidyon means there's no need for pidyon, and the point is that it could keep put, the kedusha could be pakar b'kdi at the time limit of the hekdish. He found a support for his pshat. Yerushalmi. The Talmud plugged at the Barpada, but Ula bechiski berberchana. The more it ties these two arguments together. Mesin and Hassan. Bechiski berpadon. Chazal kudushasan. Berberchana berpadon peduyin. So the pinyin works. That's the Yishalmi's lashon of saying that the Mishnah is a kash on Rabbi Yochanan. It says ein lam pidyon, which means like Chizkiya says that it keeps coming kaddish. So first of all, we will explain the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yochanan. L'chisha yiksetzu ein lam pidyon, that when you're kaitzes them, there's no need for pidyon. From ein tzrichas pidyon. So means Rabbi Yochanan does not agree that it becomes hektish multiple times. Rabbi Yochanan wants up the Mishnah means that there's no need for pidyon because the kedusha is paka bechdi when the zman comes. So we see that they're arguing on both points. Omer, the more says the phrase, the Barpada, the Omer Pedon, the more asks the question, according to the Barpada, which says that if it becomes hektish multiple times, question. Why Barpada? According to the Rashba, everybody says that. The Rashba will answer you that the Barpada is the one who says it explicitly. But according to this Rambam Kartavi, it's much more simple. It's only true according to Rabbah, and it's not true according to Ula. It's more simple according to Rabbah, but it says according to the Kedushas, etc. Okay, Hilka. So now, Zuck, the Rambam Kartavi. Even if you say that we pass on like Barpada, because Rabbi Yochanan later on comes to clarify Barpada Shita. So now we have Rabbi Yochanan be Machriya like Barpada. Okay. But once that's true, in other words, with regards to language issue, we'll say that that's only true by Hekdesh, because Hekdesh we pass in Lepaka Bechdi. And therefore, the language issue is questionable. And we say he must mean multiple Hekdeshes. So, but if you love the Dafka, Hekdesh of Domer Hachim, Mishum the Kedusha Lepaka Bechdi. Of the Imamanus, Kiman Devara is Chia the Mamayna Paka Bechdi. So a person can put a limit on an action on a sale. So there's no reason to type the language that he meant multiple sales. So then, this whole din of Ula of Barpada cannot be transferable to the Imamanus. Okay. Where do I see that? Money is pocketbook deep. So he says, I'm giving it to you, and after you to so and so. So the Shani's schus is whatever remains after the first one used it. But Masha Shai Rishon via Islay. The Pakar schus said the Rishon, Bichdi. So he could say, "This din of acharecha l'ploini, that at some point in time it goes; it's automatically at your ownership ends, and it goes to somebody else." So If that's true, so Hakinami, getting back to the Rashba's case, what he means to say is, I'm giving it to you only for this amount of time. Not that I mean to give it to you multiple times when I go through, until I go through Yerushalayim. If you buy it back, I'm giving it to you again. I don't mean that. I mean simple. That my das is, I'm giving it to you with a time limit. Why should we say that Yomer Ad Shaala Shinitkav Loimer Shafila Yikta I saw Mimetal Tachsa Liyar Sekunia Lemakabel? No reason to say that he means multiple sales of or multiple gifts. A lot less on the member Haki came in this on the first day Lishte Kipashte Loimer Shinitkav and Lahak Liknoisa Loi Achiyali Yerushalayim Bovat Bela Lachem Mikayim. El the word of Zal. So that's where Moshe Kartabi's argument. So he doesn't seem to be arguing whether conceptually it's possible for the din to be true by both by Hekdesh and by Momenus, but he's saying there's no reason to translate that's what he that's his intent, because it's a much simpler understanding. The Rashi was hesitating. The Ainten Zeila B'Makdish Mavad Mishum the Hekdish Chal B'Kedushas Peb B'Amir B'Chud. So the Rashi comes along and sets a different argument that since Hekdish is Chal with Amira, so in my Amira I can meet my Dibur right now. I can put in multiple Hekdishes. Therefore, who the Lomer Yehi Karkas Elaniim, Asher Al Yerushalayim, the Amir Kimasira, because maybe Amir by the Tzarech Aniim is like giving it over. Al Vimata the Chaber Ba'alma Loi, the Maikoni, but being Makdim, there's a lack of my Sekinyan, because I feel Amar LeMe'Achshav. You need one of the three kinyanim of karka. Who said you can use one mice kinyan for multiple purchases? Maybe it only accomplishes one purchase. So, and once it's used once, it has no kinyan for the second time. So that's the Rashi himself raised the question that he's not convinced this is a law. It's true because of this other issue of the lack of a ma'aser kinyan. Okay. I once told you a mashal. We were learning that together in Kedushin of Kedushin Shebichal Lachar Lamed, etc. I find the mashal that it's beneficial. If you don't get it, you find the mashal is not beneficial, then don't worry about it. So imagine the good old matchbox cars, those little cars, right? So they used to come with this big container with a lot of drawers. So imagine that I'm selling you a car. So you see, when this whole sugya, all these sugyas that when I own something, it's not that I own it now and tomorrow I'll own it tomorrow. I own tomorrow now. So I own a big box and it says on it with a lot of cars inside of them. I own it all now. One box that says January 1st, January 2nd. Each box has I own the whole year's worth of the car, or 10 years worth of the car, or 100 years worth of the car. I own that now. So I come along and I can say that I'm selling you X amount of boxes. I'm selling you the next 30 boxes I'm keeping for myself, and from day 31 and onwards, it's yours. So I own that now. I have the power to sell that. So, Hu Adin, I can argue that I am selling you 30 days worth. And the day 31 and onwards is back mine, because I own that now. And so Zakhtaran, I can take that. I can make that arrangement, and I can say, look, the Mor says that the next 30 days are yours, and day 31 and onwards, it's somebody else's. It's not when that day comes, I'll be the owner. I own all of the future is owned right now, and it's in separate, distinct portions. And X amount of portions I gave you, and the other portions I gave to somebody else. So this thing over here also is what happening is I'm taking all of that future that I have and I'm being makdish it. But I'm saying instead of putting it in a time factor, I'm putting an action factor. And I'm saying, well, but if something happens that's going to undermine the hektish, so from that point onwards there's more boxes which need to be made hektish. I'm being makdish them now. That's what Rabbi Pada is saying. So I'm being makdish. I can theoretically say I'm being makdish from day now to day 30, and from day 31 to day 60, and from day 61 to day 90. I could say it by days. I could say it by actions. I'm being makdish now until something happens. And I'm being makdish after that happens until something else happens. All of that is my ownership now, and I'm being makdish all of those things that happen. That's Rabbi Pada's kiddush. That I could do that. So the Rosh says I can do that by momentous also. I can be to you now until X happens is that I buy it back, etc. Comes along with Rebbe and says, but if somebody else purchases it in the meantime, he's part of it in the meantime. So he's also part of, he's kind of all of the future. Because if I don't do this, there is inherent in my Maisa Hektish all of the future. So when he buys it back from Hektish, he's buying all of the future. So now there's another owner of all the future. So how am I going to be makdish it now? So this ownership I have of all of the future, I gave to Hektish conditionally that if I never point it again, all of it belongs to the future. I wasn't point it, somebody else was point it. He bought all of the future. Now it's too late for me to then, as it were, acquire back those boxes and then be makdish them. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's tonight. That Rabbi Yochanan's, you know, limitation on Bar Pada's halacha. I don't know whether that's helpful or not to me, Masbert.
Where do you get that? So, if you say you're being makdish something, let's say instead of until an event, although you're shy, let's say until four. So you have to makdish all the boxes, just a specific number.
Right, because that's a time issue.
And then if somebody comes along as Koda, they only get those specific boxes, I would guess.
Well, see, there's another issue which you have to throw in over here, because remember that Bar Pada sheet is the Kedusha in the pocket big deep. So even though theoretically I put a time limit on it, it's not really, it doesn't, the time limit is not effective because the problem of the Kedusha can't be Baka Bakhti. That's the second layer of the sugya. Ula says it could. Ula says, but the Kedusha is on them, you can put it, it's now until Pur. It's always Makdish. So the person is part of it, Pashas is only part of as much as Hektish Oak. But Ula, but Barpat himself holds, after everything is said and done, there's a new din of Baka Bakhti. So it means being Makdish now until a certain event or a certain time doesn't limit it to afterwards. So the person who's being part of it is being part of everything which Hektish has, which is forever. So it's a funny combination. So it's not a perfect moshul, but okay. What?
Not for the problems in the mushroom.
Okay, you have to come up with a different mushroom to explain the Ula's, you know, Bar Pada's din. So it's around Viter. So that's So Rav Luna said the kedusha shubahen, where to go to. Ula said that kimnik to shubahen poidon. So Rav Luna said, how does that work? Kedusha shubahen lahechon holcha l'sir le'do tifka b'kni. Okay. Beam timer. Zotiran tenoch l'may demafreshin demasitzen debehekdish mamash eskinen. So if you learn up to the case of the Mishnah, we're talking about the case of being makdishit. So then we understand Rav Hamuna's question that mamash kedusha. How's it talking about the avlida pirusha the parishna the mekonamas eskinen? But according to the pshat, that we're referring to a form of he's putting an iser netter on it. So hechi sholak adaite the kanamis lit pagabikdi. Why? How could you think that that you can't put a time limit on it? What's an on? Hello, I'm in New York. Shat in Hennessy out of Pesach. Techle b'sevich out of Chag. So he made a tenai over there that the wife can't, if she goes to visit the father's house from now till Sukkot, she'll be also having enough from him until Pesach. So Hachlof Nei Pesach, Aserba Nos Ad Pesach. But the Tanai issue will, you know, will leave. But you see that there's a time limit. Amal Dachar Pesach Paka Yisura Mimela. But by Yidkanamis, you could put a time limit. Fairish Mishnah. So what's the Rav Luna asking? According to that version of the Gemara, what's the Rav Luna asking? Kach Hiksha Rav Rabbi Yerna, Rabbeinu Yerna. So. Betiris the honey miller become proti, kihasam, shenachal ella alishtoi. So a kind of proti, which is over there, the case is he's asking Hanoah and his wife. That's a weaker type of iser, and it's pocket bikti. Of a kind of clothing, kihide masnisin, the natias alolu, also the huakuli alma, he's making it also to the whole world like hektish. Kihecha the olam, just like the kedusha is very strong, the iser kadam is very strong, the toughest pidyonim kehektish. Come around, come on, race perik ain ben amoder. There's a din of pidyon, like according to the mayor. Imamash gets a din of hektish. So this item, which is usher b'kaidim to the whole world, you can repite it. You can repite it. It's an iser kadam. It's not a hektish. No, get din like hektish. Well, get din like hektish. The chamiri will have pocket bichti. So, according to Marpada and according to Rav Hamuna, such a type of iser of kainam is not pocket bichti, and the hektish which is there, the kainam which is there, even though he put a time limit on it, is irrelevant. Once it's in place, it's in place. Okay. So Rava said back, this is Kedushas Domim. Kedushas Domim is pocket bichti. Whereas the case of being marrying a woman, which the Gemara says you can't put a time limit on, that's Kedushas Aguf. And Kedushas Aguf, you're right, Kedushas Aguf can't be pocket bichti. So Abaye asked the question. So the get back into the Gemara. So Amar Le Abaye. Abaye says to Rav, he should put in a vav over here. The kedushas haguf like pocket bichdi. So you're saying that kedushas haguf can't be pocket bichdi. Kedushas domim could. That is that true? The even kedushas haguf can be pocket bichdi. But Tanya, sure is that oila kolamadya. Shalach alamadya im shlomim. So he's been makdish it as a korban. That's kedushas aguf. For the next 30 days, it's it's going to be an oilu. After 3 days, it's going to be a shlomim. So kolam adayim oilu, lach kolam adayim shlomim. Vamai, the backwards is involved. To shul guvlinu. And so you see, upaka b'chdi. What's the kedushas, according to your thought process, once kedushas oil is chal on it, even though day 30 comes, it can't become a shlomim. It remains with kedushas oil. So, so our answer is Hakam Askin and Dharma Ludmay. Okay, that in a Kalam, if it be makdish the animal itself, Rava says, once Kedushas Oil is Chal, he cannot switch the Shlomim. In the case of he was makdish the behema to use the Domim for the purpose of an oil. So that's Kedushas Domim. Kedushas Domim. For the next 30 days, the money is Kedushas should be used for the purpose for oil. And after that, not. And then I'll use it for Shlomim. Samura says the Haki. If that's the case, Ema Seifu. Laka Lama Yom Oila Umiach Shlomis. He switched it around. He said that for after 30 days it should be an Oila, and now it should be a Shlomis. Okay. So, is that the Brisa? Right now it's a Shlomim, and after 3 days it's an Oilu. Now, Shaila is, what's the Chiddush of the Seif? What's the difference if you say Oilu first or Oilu second? It shouldn't make any difference. So, Iyam Rabbi Shlomo, the Rosh Tevis stands for Iyam Rabbi Shlomo. It'll be good, if you would say the following, it'll be good. That Chalav Zushu Zagruf, Chalav Zushu Zdomim. So, if you'll learn up that the two cases of Brisa discussing two different types of cases, so Hano the Itzrakle, the Tana the Misti Tarti. I need both cases. The Sukhat Gamino, Kedusha Loi Paka Bichdi, Kedusha Dami Paka Bichdi. I would say that maybe only Kedusha Dami doesn't work, but not Kedusha Zaguf. Because it's not Paka Bichdi. Amtullahaki, therefore Tana Tarti. That's why we learn two cases. El Yamrit, Edev Kedusha Dami. If in both cases are Kedusha Dami, Lam like the Misti Tarti. So, what are we in two cases for? Furthermore, the kash is even stronger because Kedusha's Oila is more chomer. It's totally to the Mizbeah. Kedusha's Domim is eaten by the Bailim. So, if you can put Kedusha's Domim of Oila on first and then switch it to Shlomim, Kabuchamer, you can switch from Shlomim to Oila. Right? The kedusha chamura, the kedusha kala paka, the kedusha kala kedusha chamura, tzricha lemeimer. So it must be that this is the case of kedusha zaguf, and it's paka b'kdi. So Morris says lema ti have it to the barpada. The chara, this brisa should be a kasha and barpada. That you see the kedusha can be paka b'chdi, and not only can the kedusha dami paka b'chdi, but even kedusha zagul can be paka b'chdi. Okay. Zadli Mora, Omer Papa, Omer the Chobar Pada. Sir Papa says the Rapada will answer you. The Hakan Kamer, the Bryce, to me something else subtly. Im Le Omer Me Aksha Shlomim, Lacha Lamadoim is Oilo, Havi. The second half of the Bryce is saying if a person can put a hektish in place now, this will take place after Lama Joyim. Meaning the Hava Omer Lisha, he's Kachli Lacha Lama Joyim, the Mikudashis. Even though the money is no longer here, the kedushin will take effect after 30 days. So you can be makdish something, it should only take effect, even though your amir is no longer here, it will take effect after 30 days. Mor says, pshita. So the kiddush is, even though the person changed their mind in the 30 days, it doesn't work. Where it says, one second, we're comparing the kiddushin, that she can't back out of the kiddushin. So we hear also, you can't back out of the hektish. That holds that she can back out of the kiddushin before day 30. So over also, that's by kedushin, that you need the rotzen of the isha, and if then during the 30 days she retracts her rotzen, the kedushin is not chal. But by hektish, it's like it's given over already. So it's like you gave it over now, then it should take effect after 30 days. You can't be chayzer. Okay. Fine, let's hold it here.